Final comment from Edith. What do you think about that?
Yeah, this is something I think about a lot when I see these patients. And I actually would like to put in a plea for us to get long-term follow-up data for the patients who participated in all of these randomized trials of trastuzumab. I'm getting a little concerned. You know, in NIDA31, we enrolled 3,500 women altogether. And about 400 to 450 are older than 65. So we're going to have some data. But in the study, we already have 79 patients who are lost to follow-up. Patients are alive at the last time they moved to other states and we cannot find them. So we need to remind all of our colleagues in the community, all of our patients, that follow-up will be critical so we can address these potential long-term toxicities associated with the new adjuvant treatments.
Have you broken those out, the older patients out, in terms of efficacy and side effects?
We have actually, the manuscript related to the cardiac safety will be published in JCO in February. There are data there related to age, hypertension, left ventricular ejection fraction before AC, after AC.
And there's more cardiac toxicity?
There's more cardiac toxicity associated with older age, yes.
You didn't try plugging in the NSABP formula,
no,
did you?
No, we thought about this. We looked at the formula, and we may try to do that with our patients, yes.